Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, everybody. A good Thursday afternoon to you one and all. Nice to have you with us on this another steamy day ending in Y, June the 26th, year of our Lord style 2025. We'll take you up till 4 o'clock today, and we've got a lot to talk about. We will spend very little time on the Nationals today, just being honest. They were completely dead at the wheel yesterday in San Diego. Another disappointing performance, go figure. Hard to see that one coming with Mackenzie Gore on the mound and a daytime getaway. Oh, I mean, who would have ever thought that the Nationals would have absolutely no life, no juice at all? So, unfortunately, if you're a Nationals fan, we're not going to spend a lot of time on that. Or maybe fortunately. We are going to spend a lot of time on the mess currently at RFK Stadium. The Washington Post has a new thing out, polling the D.C. Council. We will dive into that and everything that kind of developed right after we got off the air yesterday. I was at lunch with Grant Paulson and Tyler. Grant was nice enough to take Tyler out for his birthday, so that was really nice and appreciated. And we got the breaking news about Phil Mendelson first, who said several weeks ago that they were not going to take the stadium proposal bill out of the budget, and then saying, well, wait a second, we are. We'll fill in all the blanks, or as many of the blanks as we can, and some of the details as soon as we possibly can. Get into that probably in the 2 o'clock hour, but it might be a little bit later than that, maybe late 2 o'clock hour. We will see. But first, we open up with the Washington Wizards. And the big question, and I'll just throw it out generically, is did you love or did you like what the Wizards did last night? If you say you hated what the Wizards did last night, I'm not sure you're paying attention. If you said you don't like what the Wizards did last night, I'm still not sure you're paying attention. But I can handle, I suppose, that premise more than something else. Say you liked Jace Richardson a lot more, who went to the Magic 2 picks later, or I guess it was 3 picks later, than Will Riley, who goes to the Wizards at 21 after they dump out of 18 and switcheroo with Utah. Okay, listen, I'm not going to tell you who are you to not like Jace Richardson over Will Riley, who maybe some of you aren't as familiar with, and maybe you haven't seen as much or didn't know, or just for whatever reason you have. I can understand that. I disagree with it, but I can understand that. I can't, for the life of me, understand anybody that would be upset at the number 6 overall pick at all, considering what was there, what wasn't there, and what kind of prospect they got. So for that reason, I'm basically saying love or like, again, you could be sky high. You can be a little bit guarded. That's fine. Understand that. If you want to be mediocre or neutral, glass half full, glass half empty, again, I kind of understand that. I am a reluctant observer. I always kind of say, oh, wait a second, things aren't what they seem, right? And you will hear that at times from me today. You will not hear somebody, at least for these 3 hours, and I don't know how everybody else is processing this because I was only able to hear a little bit of Kevin's show and none of the Junkies and none of the 106.7 shows since last night. But to me, it would be wrong of anybody to dislike strongly or hate what they did. And if you're mediocre on it, if you're neutral on it, if you're we'll see on it, that's understandable. That's understandable. But that adage or that philosophy or that belief should really go for everything. And you know that we don't always apply that. You know that when the Commanders drafted Jaden Daniels, sure, there were people that said, oh, listen, I mean, this isn't going to work because they screwed up Robert Griffin. They screwed up Dwayne Haskins, the late Dwayne Haskins. You know, everything else they've screwed up. But what you forgot is it's a completely different era and a completely different regime and a completely different organization. And they're not the same. And when it comes to the Washington Wizards, okay, a lot of you didn't like Ernie Grunfeld. That was understandable, despite the fact that Ernie Grunfeld actually put together some decent teams. A lot of you didn't like Tommy Shepard. I thought Tommy was a saint of a guy. I thought he was a good basketball man. I think he made one dreadful mistake in Johnny Davis, or that turned out to be a dreadful mistake. And he also had three guys that he invested in or they had anchoring their franchise that couldn't stay on the court. That doesn't make Tommy a stupid executive or a bad executive. That makes him unlucky or it was a bad plan. So the reason why I'm saying that is for you to say, well, you know, Trey Johnson, Will Riley, the number 6 and the number 21 overall pick, they're going to suck. They're not going to be good because it's the Wizards. You want to say that because it's the easiest and lowest hanging fruit? That's on you, man. I can't always change every bad habit that you guys have. Just like I can't change every bad habit that I have. But what I can say and what I am here to say is it's obviously a different regime. I think we have seen some of, despite the win totals not being there, some of the reason why Michael Wenger and Will Dawkins, and I guess Travis Schlenk as well, but to a lesser degree, why those two gentlemen were held in such high regard when they got here and previous to being here, and still, I think, to this day, here, because they think a little bit differently. And even though it hasn't equaled out in wins, they're doing things the way, for the most part, the way you guys all wanted them to do things. And it seems, what they got out of 6, and I believe what they got out of 21 was tremendous value and could be two cornerstone offensive playmaking shot making pieces of the future and not the long-term future. See, there are going to be people, it's June 26, 2025. There are going to be people that say, well, hopefully the Wizards can compete by 2030. No, that's not the way they're thinking. That's not what they want. That's not what any reasonable mind thinks. They are going to compete in the next 2 years, compete for a playoff spot in the next 2 years. maybe even make a playoff spot, not this year, but likely next year, if it happens. They are not waiting around until 2030 to be good again. That is not the case. That is not the truth. That is not reality. That is not how they're operating. And if you think that, well, okay. I'm just going to. I don't know what you're looking at. I don't know why you're thinking that. But if you think that, good for you. To me, what this team is building right here, right now, is not a finished product by any means. And still needs help, and still needs more talent, and still needs more depth. But what this team, if Trey Johnson and Will Riley are anything close to what we saw in their 1 year of college basketball and on the highlight reels, if they're anything close, and you combine them with Alex Sarr, Bilal Coulibaly, if Coulibaly can actually stay on the court for the last 6 weeks of every season, which he hasn't, the first two, along with Bob Carrington, along with Keyshawn George, if you combine that, Cat is just driving me crazy, diving all over my keyboard here and taking everything down from what I need.
I think the cat disagrees with you.
Yeah, the cat is very mad that I actually have a positive spin on the Wizards. Sorry about that. But anyway, if the point that I'm trying to make is if these two guys that they drafted last night are anything close to what, again, we saw out of them in 1 year of college hoops, what we saw out of them coming into this draft process, what the clips, what the highlights, and you have to be very careful, obviously, they're clips and highlights for a reason. If they're anything close, this team is going to be a lot better than A, people think, B, people realize, and C, what's worse about it, what people want them to be. And I do not apologize. I do not apologize for how we did yesterday's show. I do not apologize for anybody that thinks that I'm crazy or out of touch with reality or whatever the hell I got on Twitter yesterday. For the people that think, oh, wait a second, the Wizards should try and lose every single game that they play in because that's the only way you can build a roster. That's the only way you can build a team. That's the only way you can do this. That's the only way to go about getting out of this hellhole that they've been in. And you guys should know already that there is not only absolutely and definitively more than one way, but I believe the way that you guys think, again, playing Lotteria Palooza is a loser. That's right. Let me just repeat this again. This is for all of the people out there that want to play ping pong with lottery balls and put the future of the franchise on that. All of you that want to play Lotteria Palooza are losers. That is not, let me repeat, that is not the best way to build a team. That is not the best way to build a team. I'm sorry, that is not the way you go about building a roster. Listen, is there value in getting high draft picks? Of course. It gives you options. You get talent, but you have to build a roster. You have to build a roster. You cannot just sit around and hope and put all of your fortunes on Cooper Flagg or on a lucky lottery ball. Does it help? Of course it helps. But you know what helps more? Building a roster. And that's exactly what Will Dawkins is doing and Michael Wenger are doing. They're building a roster that is actually going to be able to elevate together and come into their own together and play 1 through 9, 1 through 10 together and win and wear people out defensively with clutch shooting, with 3-point shooting, with on the ball progress and prowess, off the ball prowess, being able to create your own shot, being able to get to the free throw line, being able to affect and alter defensively, and learning how to win and learning how to play. This sport, no matter what anybody tells you, is not about landing the once-in-a-lifetime generational superstar that some teams have landed and most teams have failed at landing. And I'll say it again and again and again and again. If your philosophy is you do everything you can to get that generational superstar, that's a loser mentality. That's a loser approach. Because it doesn't work. By and large, it doesn't work. There's only a few of those. And only a few teams get them. And then there's no guarantee, even if you think you have one, that they stay healthy or that they develop the way you want them to or the way you expect them to. You are absolutely, certifiably, 1,000% better off doing it the way the Wizards are trying to do it, building a roster 1 through 10 and trying to wear people out and win games that way, offense and defense, then you are playing Lotteria-palooza. Because again, that makes you a loser. And I'm sorry if that affects or if that makes you feel a certain way. You have a right to call the show and tell me that I'm a loser too. All I know is look at how teams have been built the last couple of finals, right? Look at how teams have been built. They ain't built based on one generational superstar. They're built 1 through 9, 1 through 10. They're built with defense. They're built with the ability to turn you over, get clutch scoring when they need it. Versatile, movable pieces, switchable pieces, depth, roster. And I think the Wizards added 2 more pieces, critical pieces, more offensive pieces, but still with the ability to be great athletes and to help you defensively in Trey Johnson and Will Riley last night. I love what the Wizards did last night. I was so happy when Ace Bailey was off the board, I didn't want anything to do with him. If he turns out to be the best player in this draft, so be it. The Wizards didn't really have a chance. There was a rumor right before the draft they were trying to move up to 4, and certainly that, I guess, would have been more fruitful if Ace Bailey turns out to be as great as Ace Bailey is expected by many. I'd rather have Trey Johnson not take a risk on the personality, the character, the selfishness, the ego of Ace Bailey. I'd rather have Trey Johnson. And I'd rather have Will Riley. Now that I have been able to study Will Riley and learn about Will Riley and see the potential in Will Riley, I'd rather have that than at number 18, taking Walter Thurman, who I think I have a pretty good book on, who is clutch, who's going to be fine, but I don't think he's ever going to be great. Will Riley's got a chance, based on what I've seen, to be really good. I'll say it again. To be really good. I might be more excited, and I might be the only one, about that pick than just the obvious merits of the number 6 pick. And I'm excited about Trey. Excited. Got it. Understand why everybody was enamored. I've got it. But man alive, I am excited about the high-end potential of Will Riley. I really am. And maybe I'm overrating him. Maybe I'm overstuffing the ballot box. I don't know. But that's the way I'm feeling on a Thursday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond. Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Good to have you with us. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Do you like or do you love what the Wizards did last night? Or are you somewhere else on that meter? 301-230-0980. Your calls coming straight up on the Team 980. And we're always live and free on the Odyssey app. You can get the show live Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 Eastern time, or anytime on demand on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts right here. Team 980, stay with us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
All right, good to have you with us right here on a Thursday afternoon, rewinding on round one of the NBA draft and what the Wizards did specifically. Do you like or do you love what the Wizards did last night? Again, I don't understand any other mentality other than that. Even if you don't know much about what they actually acquired last night. And you probably should by now, if you care at all about the Wizards. And if you know anything about the NBA draft, you should kind of know. And listen, by no means am I telling you that these guys are finished products or are guarantees or anything like that. I'm not telling you that. I'm not that dumb. I realize their careers could individually go very different ways. Maybe they're both good, not great, and they're both contributors, but not stalwarts or not superstars. Listen, you got to have those guys. Look at Oklahoma City and Indiana. They weren't just built on one guy. That's why this mentality of lottery ball-a-palooza makes you a loser. Okay?
Good
if
one.
You just care about that, and if you just think teams win like that, then you are taking the wrong mentality. And yet I hear it over and over and over and over and over again. And I can't take it anymore. It's about team. Yes, you have to have talent. Yes, it helps to have SGA. Again, SGA was acquired a different means, a different mentality. Nobody thought he was going to be this good. Nobody. And yet he's developed into a superstar. Nobody thought he was going to be this good. So you never know All right, let's get out to the phones and get you guys aboard on the show, and I'll add in my comments, obviously, as we go along. AMAC, why don't we start on the leadoff spot with line one. Jay is in Columbia on the Team 980. Jay, good afternoon. How are you? Jay, you got to turn down your radio, pal. All right, Jay is listening to the show and not listening to the phone, probably because we went to the calls a little bit too early. So let's put Jay back on hold. Let's grab Lap and see if we can get him in here before the bottom of the hour. What's up, Lappy? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster? Thanks for taking my call, bro.
You got it.
I like the draft. I like the draft because I was saying that if we didn't get Trey Johnson, I wanted Derrick Queen, and then I would have been cool with getting Clifford or Clayton Jr. But it worked out. I don't know too much about the Riley kid, but from the highlights, he looks pretty, you know what I'm saying, like a decent player. It looks like he's real tough. So, you know, I give it like a B+. It seemed like we're doing the right thing with these players. But like I told you before, I still think we need a coach, and I still think we need to develop our players. And, you know, we got time for that, like you had hinted to the other day. So we'll see, and hopefully, man, we get another good draft next year too, as well. I want your favorite boy's son, Rooster. I want Gilbert Arenas' son in next year's draft.
I mean, can we let him play a year of college basketball first?
Man, that draft's gonna be nice, Rooster. Man, I mean, you got the Boozer twins, got LeBron's son, you got Gilbert's son, you got Melo's son possibly too, and I think Matt Barnes, I think he got a son too that might be in the draft next year. So
I hear you, but what's the one thing that what's the one thing that you basically described there, right? Yes, it seems to be a very good draft on the surface, but it's also supposedly a deep draft. Which is why, again, if you're a smart basketball organization, you do not play and hope that the lottery balls turn out in your favor and bank your strategy on that. You're trying to build a roster. Yep. You're trying to build an organization. You're not trying to just get high-end talent and then figure out how the puzzle pieces work together. And that's what too many people in the media and, quite honestly, too many fans try and do. And they can't, again, you cannot win with that mentality. You cannot win if you're not a team. You cannot win if you don't have depth and ability to overcome injuries. You cannot win if you don't do the things that I constantly preach. The Washington Commanders last year did not win just because of Jaden Daniels. Largely, yes, Jaden Daniels was the driving force. But if anybody thinks they won just because of Jaden Daniels, that is the most idiotic and ridiculous thing that I've ever heard. They won because they actually built a pretty decent roster and a roster that could accentuate and help Jaden Daniels and overcome some injuries like Austin Eckler and, you know, some of the things that they did, even Brian Robinson, right? Again, that doesn't mean that they were a great roster. That doesn't mean that they had an answer to everything. But if you bank on one player or even two players and you say, well, nothing else matters besides that, you're going to be a loser. You are not going to win. And it's been proven over and over and over again that just because you have high-end talent, it means nothing. All you have to do is look at what's happened with the Phoenix Suns the last couple of years. All you have to do is look at what happened with the Lakers this year and what happens with teams like Minnesota, what happens with teams like Oklahoma City, Indiana. Teams that can actually play deep and overcome adversity. That's what matters.
Hey Rooster, look, you know we've benefited from, you know, those playoff runs we had. You know, we had the 4 years, you know, when Gilbert was here, of course he got hurt, but we traded well to get those pieces, you know, like Caron and Jameson and Gilbert. And then when Wall and Bill and Otto Porter was built with the draft, we added some pieces. And even when Westbrook, you know, we went to the playoffs, you know, making those. So we've benefited from both sides. It's just we never could compete for a championship or a title. And the East was really tough, so we didn't have that, you know, team that could really compete with them. And but we've seen both sides of the coin. So they got to figure out what's going to be better for them. And hopefully, man, we can do it in the next couple of years, or we probably won't be too far removed from it. And maybe we could do something like what the OKC or the Pacers did or something. So
That's the whole idea. That's the whole idea, Lap. I appreciate you. I got to let you run because I'm late for the trending alert. But that's the whole idea. You do not win games. You do not win seasons with one generational talent. You win team. You win games. You win seasons. You win playoff rounds with a roster, with depth. That's how you do it. All right, we will get to Jay in Columbia on the other side. Jay, hang in there. We tried you before, but now we're kind of backed up. So we'll do the trending alert first, and then we'll get right back to you. 301-230-0980. Do you like, do you love, or some other kind of emotion what the Wizards did last night? More on what they did, and a look certainly at what some of the experts are saying about biggest surprises, biggest steals, if you will, in the first round of the NBA draft last night. Round two still to come later on today, here with you on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, indeed, the Wizards with a home run of sorts last night, landing Will Johnson at number six, the sharp shooting guard from Texas, and then adding Mr. Riley from Illinois, Will Riley from Illinois, at number 21 after a trade with the Utah Jazz. Round two comes up later on today, and the Wizards back into the second round after they traded the number 40 overall pick on Tuesday as part of the C.J. McCollum deal. They landed once again a mid-second round pick, number 43 overall, in that trade for Riley and the Utah Jazz. Meanwhile, tonight, from the WNBA, Caitlin Clark is ruled out by the Indiana Fever with a groin injury against the LA Sparks. She's been struggling a little bit since coming back, also with a new injury as well. So they're calling it a day-to-day thing, but for now she has been ruled out. The Nationals, with the day off today, they'll open up a series in Anaheim tomorrow night. The Angels actually playing much, much better. From the NHL, draft tomorrow night, Capitals with five picks over the course of the draft, at least for right now. The Dallas Stars, who have lost in the Western Finals 3 years in a row, fired their head coach but kept Jamie Benn on a one-year deal. He has been their captain for a long time. A one-year deal with a base salary of $1 million and $3 million in performance bonuses, and that's what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
All right, we are finally back. We had to call in help from the bullpen. Jeff Tufoni is with us now. Sorry. So I was talking, apparently, not realizing that I wasn't on the air because I'm working from the home studio today to spare everybody from a little Tyler action. AMAC had a situation come up. We don't have to get too deep into it. I thought I was on the air, but apparently I wasn't. So here we are. We're back. Okay, we'll reset. We'll get everything back in order. Appreciate your patience. But what I was trying to say was, I happen to like Will Riley much more than it seems everybody else does. And I'm not telling you I like him more than Trey Johnson. I'm not telling you I like him as a top five pick or anything like that. I'm not that ridiculous. But I'm telling you, for a number 21 overall pick, number one, what I have seen so far, what I have learned, what I have heard is pretty damn impressive, number one. Number two, here's the biggest thing that's going to be overlooked by what the Wizards did last night. They went out with the 18 overall pick, and they turned the 18 overall pick into four pieces. Sure, I understand there's two second-round picks that are in 2030 and 2031, and nobody cares about them, and nobody's thinking about them, and nobody wants to know anything about them. They are movable and tradable commodities eventually down the line when you want to move and trade them. It's that simple. They got four pieces, four, for the price of one. For a player that, quite honestly, they didn't really need. Let's be honest. I mean, sure, Walter Thurman's great college player, bulldog of a player, led the national champions, all of that stuff. Great. Awesome. I don't think the Wizards really needed him. I know my guy Lapp was talking about how he wanted him. I think he mentioned yesterday on the show. I was never really into that. I could be wrong. I could be missing something. But I don't know, man. I didn't see it. But I don't see a lot of praise. I don't see a lot of, hey, like, this could be a really high, sneaky, kind of a big, like, addition for the Wizards. So maybe I'm overrating it. Maybe I'm out to lunch. I don't know. But what I have heard, what I have seen, what I've read about the Wizards' number 21 overall pick, what I have seen makes me believe that if given an opportunity to develop, and remember, he should be a high school senior. Will Riley could be like that hidden gem that nobody was talking about, that nobody was really focusing on, including myself. So I'll say, it's not like I knew all about him. I didn't. I knew the name. I knew where he played. I knew a little bit about him. Didn't know a lot about him. But then obviously when the Wizards trade back and then take him and you start to hone in and you start to focus and you start to see the game. And let me tell you something. Again, I saw every shot imaginable. I saw on the ball, off the ball. I saw catch and shoot. I saw altering shots, working around traffic, finding an open hole, an open window. I saw incredible shot making. I thought for a Big Ten player that's 19 years old, that was playing in his freshman year in more of a defensive, physical conference. That's what I saw out of Will Riley. And one play in particular that I saw that made me go, oh, wait a second. Oh, was, and he's 6'8", or he's listed as 6'8", and you know, they say with shoes on, maybe 6'9", 6'9 and a half. He's listed at 180 pounds. He's going to develop physically and body-wise probably into 195, somewhere in that range. The one thing I saw for a guy that is kind of thin, right, despite having that height, the one thing I saw was he went on the low block, maybe a little bit inside the low block, if that makes sense, closer to the baseline, and blocked somebody's shot and swatted it away, going straight up vertically, not going in horizontally, not going in on an angle where you create contact, where the shooter plays through contact, and where they're going to call the foul. If you go straight up and then you make clean contact with the basketball, you get credit for that. You don't get called a foul or for a foul. You get the block and you win that possession. And that's what I saw out of Will Riley. Granted, I only saw it once. Maybe I'll see it again. But that's what I saw out of Will Riley. So he's not just an offensive player by any means. And again, here's the thing. This was the top recruit out of Canada, I guess in forever and ever and ever and a really long time, what have you. And everybody thinks that because of his athleticism and because of his age and because of his body type, that he can grow into a really, 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 really good all-around player. And maybe, potentially, again, I'm going to go too crazy here, but maybe and potentially, when I see him, I see some similar traits to guys like SGA. And I know that's going to make people go nuts and say, you're crazy, can't happen, what have you. I just continue to remind you that you do not have to be a number one overall pick. You do not have to be a top three pick. You do not have to be a top five pick in order to be really good at this game. It comes in all sorts of shapes and sizes. And to me, Will Riley, again, I might be overrating him. I might be overhyping him. But I think the Wizards stole somebody here. I really do. I think everybody knows how good Trey Johnson can be. Trey Johnson is a shot maker. Trey Johnson can shoot and create. Trey Johnson can do a lot. I don't think people know a lot about Will Riley because A, came from Canada. B, only played 1 year of college hoops. C, if you're not a Big Ten guy, you're not watching a lot of Illinois, you're not thinking offense. This is a different player. He plays above the rim. He can create his own shot. He can get his own shot. He can catch, dribble, shoot off of either. He can move. He can twist. He can spin. Oh, wait until you see what this guy can do with the rock in his hands and trying to create separation and a window. I'm telling you, you guys are going to love this player. I really feel they got a home run here. And I'd be very surprised if it doesn't work out at all. Again, I usually am not filled with hyperbole. I think Will Riley is a really good pick. All right. We've had a weird kind of last 20 minutes or so here. I think we got to get back on track here. So what I'm going to do is take the time out here and try and get back on track and try and reset, recalibrate, and then we'll get back to you on the phones at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Again, talking about Will Riley, talking about Trey Johnson, who is going to get much more of the fanfare, and that's fine. But again, I think what the Wizards got in Riley, unless I know nothing, I think is going to be one of the steals of the draft. Speaking of steals of the draft, surprises, what have you, we'll have a list to come. Again, that Will Riley is not on, that I haven't seen yet. But we're going to have a list of what happened in the first round last night and what the experts are saying. We'll get into that next, along with your calls at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.